Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead, as we usually do on Fridays, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which is the great feast of the Epiphany. It's a solemnity in the Catholic Church. It's important, the feast of the Epiphany. The Magi set out because of a deep desire which prompted them to leave everything and begin a journey, these wise men coming from the east. It was as though they had always been waiting for that star. That's Pope Emeritus Benedict who says that. It was as though they had always been waiting for that star. Our response to the Father's offer of salvation is that of the Magi. To offer gold is to proclaim Christ's kingdom. To offer incense is to adore his Godhead. To offer myrrh is to acknowledge his mortality. When the King of Heaven was born, the heavens knew that he was God because they immediately sent forth a star. The sea knew him because it allowed him to walk upon it. The earth knew him because it trembled when he died. The sun knew him because it hid the rays of its light. The manifestation of the Son of God to the world begs belief from us, by which we will be led home by another way. Remember the Magi, they had seen Herod, and Herod told them to come back after they had seen the Lord. Why? Because he wanted information where this person was, so he could kill him. He didn't want two kings. They'd been talking about this, the Messiah. And he didn't want any part of that. So he wanted those wise men to come back to him. But the wise men were genuinely wise. They listened to God. And they were told, I think in a dream, to go back another way, which they did. They never went back to Herod. So, brothers and sisters, this is a feast where we too should be asking ourselves, am I following on the right way? Am I following the right people? Am I paying attention to the right people? Am I drawing closer to the Lord? Has my friendship or my contact with this person or that person drawn me closer to God or not? Have I seen more? Do I understand God more because I'm around these people? Just because of the way they live, not by their degrees, but by their priorities. Look for people like that and follow them, because the world shouts very loudly and it obscures, it seems to obscure the presence of the living God. Don't follow that path, please. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we, who know you already by faith, may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. The other day, which I'm sure it's happened to you, the other day I was driving in a car, and as I turned the corner, the sun, it was just at a particular place in the sky that the light just for a split second blinded me as I turned a corner. And I actually, in that moment, because I wasn't in danger, there wasn't traffic right there, thank God. But I thought, that's the way it's going to be when I see God. I'm going to be dazzled. He'll give me the grace to see him. But the light, the power, the glory, the majesty of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords could dissolve me into nothing. But it won't, because he loves me and he loves you. Every single one of you he loves. And he desires to draw you to himself, where you are safe. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we who know you already by faith may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Sometimes I think what it will be like to see the face of God. I would dissolve into nothingness if God did not hold me in being. I want my life to be clear. I want there to be no hidden sin. I want my life to be open, that His light may be in me and shine in me. And may that, in whatever words you choose, but may that same desire be yours. Let's live our lives in accord with it. First reading is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 to 6. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick clouds cover the peoples, but upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears His glory. Nations shall walk by your light and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. Prophet Isaiah saying what it will be like in heaven. Nations shall walk by your light. Walk in the light of the Lord, brothers and sisters. Don't walk in darkness. Don't walk in darkness. Say to the Lord, Lord, I want to be more like you. Help me, draw me to yourself. Psalm 72, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. That's what will happen, brothers and sisters. And I don't want to adore because I've been pushed to the ground, that I've been forced to kneel. I want to gladly cast myself at the feet of Jesus and thank Him for what He's done for me and for you, for so many billions of people. And may we be humble enough to acknowledge that and to thank Him every day. And the second reading is the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, and then verses 5 and 6. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit. Namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So Paul didn't take that to himself, oh, look how wonderful I am. God revealed Himself to me. No, he's saying it's been revealed to His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs. That was revolutionary. The Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. So what God does is He brings us together in unity. He draws us to Himself. He loves us. He loves us and draws us to Himself. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw His star at its rising and have come to do Him homage. Now, this is the gospel passage. I referred to this a couple of days ago, and here's the account. When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So he's just trying to get all the information he can. They said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. And then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and he said, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." That's a lie, a major lie. And these Magi are wise enough and spiritually attuned. And they listen. They listen to him say, "When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." So after their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod. And I told you that the other day, that what Herod wanted to do was to kill the child. That's why he had all the babies 2 and under slaughtered, murdered. His position, his power was everything to him. We can get consumed by things, brothers and sisters. And Herod did with his own will. He gave himself over to ambition, to power. And he destroyed a number of people, but he also destroyed himself. Brothers and sisters, please don't go down those roads. Please. Fame and fortune, and we see it all across, all the things that people in their own hearts many times. We've got all the sex abuse situations that we're dealing with today. Power causes blindness and deafness unless you're very close to the Lord. It just does. And Herod is a very good example of that. And then he lies to them, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." So he makes the situation even worse by saying that he's going to pay homage to Jesus. After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Brothers and sisters, sometimes what needs to happen with us is that we find a new way to live, a new way to go forward, that we don't follow the paths we have been following in the past. We open our hearts. "Lord, show me. Show me how I can turn away from this and turn more toward you. Show me in my personal relationships. Show me in my relationship with you. Show me in my work. Show me in the people around me, my family, friends. Show me the way that I am called to go. And if it means that I need to change the path I've been walking on, then I will change it." And you know what? When you make major decisions like that, there is a way you experience an epiphany that you see the action and the love of God for you. May God abundantly lead you and bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.